Greetings, everyone. Scotty Reed, Black Talk Radio News. Also, New Abolitionist Radio, both heard on the Black Talk Radio Network. We have a story coming to you out of Maryland, Baltimore County, and the city, which is just outside of Baltimore, Randallstown. A Randalltown woman was shot and killed by a county police officer after a six-hour standoff in 2016. So this is the story of Korean gangs. This story went viral. A lot of people were rightly outraged about the murder, the senseless murder of this woman by a Baltimore County slave catcher who shot through a wall. I mean, this individual shot through a wall to shoot this woman, to kill this woman. Pretending like he was afraid for his life and all the lives of the others. After 6 hours, it was apparent that this woman was not going to injure anyone, that there was some possible mental health issues, as the family have alluded to. I do not recall any reports of psychiatrists or psychologists or any kind of counselors coming out there trying to further mediate that situation. You would hope that would occur in 6 hours, but it just appears that this slave catcher, after being out there for 6 hours, just said, you know what, I'll take the shot. I'm ready to go home. Perhaps, you know, it was a football game on or something that he wanted to watch on television. He had something better to do than stand outside this apartment and talk this, wait for this woman, Korean Gaines, to be talked down. And so he said, I'll take the shot, shot through a wall, which again killed her and injured, I believe the little boy was 6 years old at the time. So we'll try to find some of those details. But this is a report from the Baltimore Sun that we're going to give a quick listen to. You have the attorney here, J. Wendell Gordon, who is representing the estate of Korean Gaines and other relatives like her child. She had two children. Again, one of the children were shot by this police officer when he decided to shoot through a wall, like, you know, some kind of movie, action movie or something, where police or the hero shoots through the wall to take out the suspect. So we're talking about a woman here, a black woman, which is important to know in a system of racism still practicing slavery. But he also did not care if her son was injured or killed, for that matter, if this child was killed. But this is J. Wendell Gordon, who represents her estate and some of her relatives, speaking on this report from the Baltimore Sun.
Ecstatic about the decision. I mean, we've been waiting a long time for this day, and it took a lot of hard work for us to get here. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of late night phone calls, study groups and everything. So we're very ecstatic about the decision here today and the verdict that the jury came up with.
Wish I could do more.
Like, what we want is constitutional policing.
Yes.
We don't want police policing with a heavy hand or a militarized bend. You know, we want them to be fair, we want them to have integrity, and we want justice. And if they can't do that, they shouldn't be a part of the police force. And Royce Rubio is exhibit A of the type of policing that we don't need in this community or in this county.
And my family and my dream team, because they collected the evidence that obviously wasn't available to even have a criminal trial, but they were able to collect evidence from officers who admittedly told the truth during deposition, but lied during the testimony, during the court's period. I don't understand that. I don't understand how anyone could be so cruel to just extinguish a life knowing that it was wrongfully done and then try to hide behind a badge. And this win is for all of my sisters in the movement who've lost their children to police violence. Some of them have never received justice, either criminally or civil. I just want to tell them that this win is for them.
It was the right decision, but I mean, I knew from the jump. You feel me? My sister, we're real smart. He was with my sister for 6 hours. She's not gonna point the gun at her. She knows what will happen if she point a gun at a policeman. We knows what's gonna happen. That's why I already knew, like, they fired upon my sister. You know, they killed her. Like, they assassinated. I believe they came there to assassinate my sister. I mean, reckless. It was reckless. I mean, it was very reckless. It was careless. Like he said it, you know, throughout the testimony. His own testimony throughout the whole day, Cody was right there next to my sister. So why would you shoot through a wall knowing that, you know, a baby is on the other side, basically, a young child?
So that's a report from the Baltimore Sun. And so the story is the Baltimore County jury on Friday awarded more than $37 million in damages in the civil lawsuit brought by the family of Corinne Gaines. She was 23 years old at the time when she was murdered by Corporal Royce Ruby, who's since been promoted in the department, in the Baltimore County Department of Slave Catchers. But his name is Royce Ruby, and the jury of six women said the first shot fired by Ruby at Gaines, killing her and injuring her then 5-year-old son, Cody, was not reasonable and therefore violated their civil rights under state and federal statutes. So I will talk about this further on Black Talk Radio News, which airs live Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Black Talk Radio Network. You can definitely call in and chime in with your thoughts on this story. But there are some layers to this that I would like to explore, like those who say that civil rights don't matter, or if it was a bad thing for people like Dr. King and others to fight for federal laws, because when we say civil rights, that's all we're talking about, federal laws based on the supreme document of the land, the U.S. Constitution, as you heard the attorney talk about constitutional policing. And we can explore what harm did civil rights do, especially back in the 1800s, before any kind of civil rights for emancipated victims of slavery or free black people, treated, regulated to second class citizenship. Although definitely taxed like a citizen. And so back then, they had no recourse. They couldn't even go to a civil trial and sue for a war for them. Oh, black person got killed. Hey, another day, another dead darkie is the way they looked at it back then. No justice whatsoever. So definitely we can have that debate. We can talk about that further and explore this. But again, Corinne Gaines, 23 years old at the time, was murdered and by this slave catcher, Royce Ruby, who's still working for the Baltimore County Department of Slave Catchers and has since been promoted. And that's a travesty. And you would also think that a prosecutor could bring charges. If they changed their story, what they told investigators, there was never no criminal inquiry. I think there was a department or a state level investigation, and they cleared this slave catcher, Royce Ruby, and they cleared this slave catcher. It was never presented to a grand jury. So there was no criminal prosecution. So what she's talking about, what they told investigators. So they told investigators something that they later told the truth about in the civil deposition. That's still a crime. That's still a crime. So this has been Scotty Reed with Black Talk Radio News. Join me Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. for Black Talk Radio News.
The Black Talk Media Project, a U.S.-based nonprofit, has operated the premier online Black Talk radio network for 9 years. The organization has helped independent Black media producers establish their own digital radio stations and platforms. However, it is time to expand our work based on the vision of founder Scotty Reed, a U.S. Army veteran and communication specialist who wants to build the Black version of National Public Radio with community talk radio stations and media centers across the USA. These stations and media centers will focus on developing local talk radio hosts, addressing local community issues, and providing classrooms to teach new media production. We can accomplish this goal without corporate and government grants, maintaining true independence. Donate to the Black Talk Media Project or obtain a subscription to the social media platform btrcommunity.com for just $24 annually. Help us establish new black media for the new millennium.